WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. That might actually mean something to you. We hope. It's time once again for another episode of Spank Wagon Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, www.spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon.
Coming into you next couple hours here, live from the LV Rock Studios.
Spank it.
Yeah, you gotta turn it up, the audio levels are all bleh.
Spank it, baby. Hey, yeah. I have a question completely off the thing. What is growl? And why do I need to install it for this new IRC program?
Growl.
It's a nice little, it's a messenger notification system that actually does a lot of more of like pop-ups and notification systems for your Mac.
Oh, okay.
I like it. I run it. I haven't seen a problem with it yet. Hey, all right. Like I said, Friday night, Spank Wagon Radio. We bring you the intelligence along with the profanity.
Fuck yeah, we're smart.
Hell yeah, we're smart. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big... God damn, it's been a long-ass
time. You've been gone like a month. You've been out a month.
I've been out a month. No, I won't say last time.
Let's see. This is three weeks.
Yeah. What?
What's
your name? I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Big Daddy Decaf?
And I'm the drunken asshole.
Already?
That's me, baby.
Okay, who is the cute chick out in the green room?
The cute chick out in the green room, which is really awesome. That is, hopefully, we're not really sure yet. She's working on it. She could potentially be having her own show here on LV Rocks.
Oh, spectacular.
With that, I mean, technically...
Will there be a webcam?
I hope so. Since she's been on our show before, does that make it a Spankwagon spinoff?
You know, I don't know.
It is a Spankwagon spinoff.
Do we really want to kind of go Mork and Mindy with that?
Yes, we do.
Hell yeah, we do, dude.
All right, then I guess so.
This goddamn spin.
Oh, and little Timmy's in the chat room. Hiya, Timmy.
You know, I got to get myself in the chat room properly here. Why don't you, let me explain what's going on before I do that.
This is internet radio, and you plug in some speakers, and you listen.
Well, you have to click on things, too. But, but here's how this works out.
Yeah!
All you need to do is go to spankwagon.net, click on the listen live.
First, you have to go out and buy a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Then you need an internet connection, preferably
but,
a cable modem.
But I have to say, I know we're preaching to the choir.
You don't.
Hopefully, we can get to the podcast listeners.
You don't have to buy a computer. You go to the you can go to your local library, use the computer for free. Just watch out for a flying sperm from someone jacking off next to you.
Ew. All right.
And
so
if I hit you in the eye, I apologize. Look at that. Look at him. He's getting mad. He's getting, it's like, okay. I just want to say this.
I just got to get this out. I just want to get this out.
I just got to say something.
I just got to say
go ahead, dude. Say your bit.
All you got to do is go to spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon!
We've got a few changes since the last time we actually were all here.
I got a sex change.
Well, he did go metro gay. Yes, as a matter of fact, if
look
you take
away,
oh crap, here we go again.
If you take away the little print on it, does that look like it should actually? It could kind of go both ways.
With the print on it,
it's well, very comfortable. I have to tell you,
I believe it.
Okay, first off, shut up. talking comfort. First off, you take that little gay ass print off of it, it actually looks like a shop teacher's shirt. Like you should be instructing a woodshop class.
Because a chip to get
because a it's a pocketed polo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I kind of don't like the pocket, but my wife dresses me, so
that's where you keep the KY jelly
for himself and his knuckles.
Little Timmy says, "Dad says internet radio rots your brain." Yeah, and his semen is rotting your colon. You should make him stop.
Or your teeth.
Ooh.
So, all
or
right.
Your senator.
Ooh. We made some changes, and this is kind of a big thing. Kind of want to make sure everybody understands. If you're listening
it's
live...
Again, it's my penis. It is a big thing. And
if you're listening live, one of the lucky few, all you need...
The few, the proud, the live listener.
The few, the proud, yes. All you need to do is click on the cam... Or excuse me, they're separate now. You have the Spankwagon chat room, which brings you into our user-voted IRC chat room. Our listeners responded... I'd say enforced, but it was sort of eh.
There were like three of them, and they were just indifferent. So we said, fuck it, we'll do what we want to
do. No, actually, everybody but one person wanted the, we'll say 90%.
Who was the one person? Tech Pepsi? Was it someone who was just gay?
Nope, it was listed anonymous because I opened my poll up anonymously. And
again, are you a senator?
No. So what we did is we asked everybody, what chat room do you guys want to use? They responded they wanted to use the IRC chat room, and that's what we stuck with. As a matter of fact, right now, if you go in there, you can check it out by going to irc.slashnet.org /spankwagon. We even went to our own channel, our own room, so everybody can use it. And...
Woo-hoo, wait, do I have ops?
No. And...
Wait, can I have ops?
No. And...
Wait, why don't I have ops?
Because... And... We also have the webcam.
I was waiting to see if I was going to interrupt him.
Give him a moment. Wait, give you one more shot because it was pretty funny. If you want to do the webcam, it's now a separate link and it's standalone and we have it going. So.
Wait a minute. Little Timmy says that other chat room blows chunks. Who's chunks? Is that your brother?
Nice.
Sorry, right. I took a sip of water.
Well,
I saw that.
I went away.
You went away. I took a sip of water. And of course, DGAF sat there like, whoa, what you want me to do? So I want to talk about something while we get the stuff together. So, you guys, yeah, go to spankwagon.net. Go to the chat room. We have had some other changes, which I'm sure Trench will bring up once he's done having me stretch for time and do something somewhat admin-associated. The last time I saw Decaf, he was on his way to being very well drunk.
How was that? Oh, you talk about...
It was your birthday party.
Well, I didn't get very well drunk because it was so many fucking people. I didn't have a drink half the night.
Dude, every time
talking.
I saw you, you were doing shots of something.
Well, it was a lot of shots, but I had to have like constant drinks. It was a shot, so I was buzzing, but I never got plastered because it was just so many people there.
Yeah,
I was talking the whole time, but yeah, the shots were nice. I was teetering. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I was doing good. But
now we also we had some fun there. That house was hot, dude. I gotta tell you, bro.
I know.
Not even the good old land house air conditioning could have cooled that place off.
But it was two reasons. One, because the stove was on since like 10 o'clock to cook all that fucking food, right?
Dude, that's why I love and coming to your house, dude. No matter what the occasion is, like birthday, bris, bar mitzvah.
Bris.
Yeah. Anything. Doesn't matter. Like, dude's got food.
You cut peckers off of your house?
Dude, what do you think those bacon-wrapped hot dogs really are? Yeah. But it was... It was good. We had a good time, dude. The food was great.
Yeah, I know. I feel so bad that I was so hot, but people had a couple of drinks, so people start to forget about how hot they were.
No, dude. No one forgot.
I know.
We escaped into the garage where it was
wait,
still hot.
Now, here's the thing. I saw a photo from that, and you weren't in that photo.
I was in a couple of photos, but not all of them.
Oh, okay.
We had to leave. We had the kids with us,
hence
so we
the
had
one
to leave.
He put up was the one without you. Thank you. Okay, now I understand. He doesn't like you.
What you mean? I got one by himself. Big shot of
me. Yeah, big old shot of me. With a
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
We also want people to call us because we got the $20,000 phone system.
God damn.
$20,000 worth of phone right here in front of us. Give
us a
call.
We should start calling 900 numbers on
you know?
That thing.
Hey, I have to pay that bill.
We should just start calling 900 numbers on that thing.
You'll have to pay that bill.
Dude, if you call a 900 number on that thing, I'm going to need your credit card.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Remember when I called from Guadalajara?
Guadalajara?
Yeah, how much was that phone?
Let me tell you something. I only made probably 3-4 calls, and it was probably a minute or two a call or something like that. That shit was $60.
Whoa!
$60.
Damn.
Go ahead and put an expense request in, and we'll put that through the budget.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll take it out of the advertising budget.
It's the only place it can come from.
Exactly.
So, awesome. We want people to give us a call if you're listening live. 1-866-587-6257. Or for those of you who like letters, 1-866-LV-ROCKS is our number. And we have an email address.
What if you speak Swahili?
1-866-587-6257.
Can you translate it into clicks and whistles for us there, Decaf?
Oh, you talk about Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. In clicks and whistles. All right. Deciphered there for you in clicks and whistles.
How about in Braille?
How about Spanish?
Oh, what's this? We got a caller.
Oh, shit.
Spank wagon rate.
Apparently, we don't.
We are clipping that mic. One of us is, we're all pegging or something, because can you hear that popping?
Yeah.
Or is that just me?
Look at the meter over there. We are hitting hard.
Ah, damn it.
Chava Nagila. Hey, look at that. It's a boing, boing, boing.
Yeah! Boing. Yeah, we're pegging hard.
Yeah! Yeah.
Let's bring
I don't do that as well as you do, Decaf.
Bring all that down a little bit more.
Anyway.
So we're not killing people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
There you go.
That'll do it.
So we've had a... It's still clipping.
Yeah, it's still clipping.
Did we have a call coming in or...
No, I just tested the clipping.
Oh, okay.
A little bit on the job troubleshooting.
El telefono número uno, siete, cero, dos, tres, ocho, uno, dos, cero.
He read the local number for because you know we're nothing but a Hispanic community. Las Vegas is
exactly.
I remember the first thing I said when I came back, and we went to go
KFC,
one of those small
Popeyes,
one of those small
churches,
no, one of those small Mexican places to buy
Roberto's.
A calling card, Roberto's to buy a calling card, right? One of those small little stores, and then we pulled up, and the first thing I said to Betty was, "Damn, we're still in Mexico."
Oh, that's funny.
It's like no different. You know, it's like the Mexicans there, Mexicans here is the same shit.
You know, actually, when I was in, where was I at?
Iowa.
No.
Bathhouse.
Nope.
Bathhouse.
Bathroom stall in an airport.
Yes, no. I don't know any senators. I'm not into politics, you know that. Actually, I was in Orange County, and we went to a Mexican restaurant there in Orange County. Believe it or not, their Mexican sucks. Like, it was supposed to be this really great place, and all their Mexican food just kind of didn't taste Mexican at all.
Where
it was
this
really
at?
Weird. Somewhere on the ocean. Go figure.
Oh, yeah.
It was a container ship.
No, it was not a container ship. It was a dinghy.
Leave my dinghy out of this, dude.
Your dinghy never gets into it, dude.
Dinghy, baby. Dinghy,
ouch.
Baby,
that hurt,
dinghy.
Dude. That hurt deep.
Yeah, I know. So what's everybody doing? Because I see Decaf doing some website.
Trying to get the music he requested.
Don't worry about it. We'll get it a little later. We got 2 hours to cover this stuff. So let's see. What did we do last week? Last week we had kind of...
Played with ourselves.
Yeah, you may have. Just kind of a simple show, not show. And then the week before was our best of show, both of which equaled the same amount of podcast downloads, which is always nice.
How much was that?
How many?
Really low numbers.
7.
30. So you know, I was sitting there looking at stuff on the website. We finally got some response and some action, and people made decisions about the chat room and what chat are we going to use. I guess I should open it up and ask, what's next? Are we going to work on maybe either the form and getting more people to use the form? Should we work more on figuring out how to get more people to download the podcast or to listen live?
How do we get them to send us money?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about that, and this is funny you mention that, is because I told you that I have the T-shirt store ready to go, and I'm just needing for you to design something.
I already designed something.
Like I said, I'm just waiting for you to do something.
I already gave you the design.
Great, give me more. You said you were going to have three different items. You wanted one item.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to go ahead with that.
I said, let's good. Okay. That was good. Four items in all, because we're looking to do merchandise.
Merchandising. I mean, merchandising.
We want to do a Murphy shirt, a decaf shirt, a trench shirt, and an overall general show shirt.
Nice.
So we're going to start working on merch, because we need a budget, because we want to pay and buy things and do things in the studio.
Like hookers and blow.
Hey, anything to get a guest.
That'll work.
Anything to get a guest.
Fuck the guests. It's for me.
Oh. Well, shit. I guess we're still going to be stuck dead last in internet radio. Also,
I wouldn't say we're dead last. Okay, I mean, we are full-on hands and shoulders above that King Esh guy.
Yeah, he does a Sunday show, though. I don't know about that.
Dude, how bad of a stoner do you have to be to do a Sunday afternoon show?
You know, who would... Look, if you want the death knell of radio time, yeah, you're doing a Sunday show.
That's almost as bad as, like, middays. Whoops.
Ooh. Well, you know, I mean, middays are so dominated by sports, you have such a wonderful choice.
Now, speaking of middays...
What's that?
You did something pretty today.
Oh, I did, actually. Well, I wouldn't say pretty. It was kind of sad. See, our boss does a show. Yeah. Our boss does a show in the mornings, a daily show called Daily Noise, and today was their very final show.
Why did
Because last week we learned that Mr. Diggs will be moving overseas.
Damn.
So, of course, I freak out because, you know, the stupid-ass studio engineer decides to tell me during the show without any prompt or warning, and I'm like, what the fuck is going to happen next? Because I'm thinking, oh, shit, now everything's folding. But it's not. Well, you know, we're staying here and everything's staying just fine. What's happening, though, is they did their last Daily Noise show, and I kind of invited myself to it and parked my ass for 2 hours this morning.
So what do you do?
I just did their show, whatever. They, you know.
Were you interviewed? You talked?
No, I talked. I've been on it a few times, so.
What was the show about anyway?
It's pretty much our show, but every day.
Oh.
Yeah. So
with real guests.
With real guest porn stars. By the way, I have been in contact with a few people, and we will start having an influx of porn stars in the studio.
Nice.
You can thank me once it happens.
I'll thank you once my cock is in one of their mouths.
Hey, preferably that's up a woman. To them. All you got to do is get a couple tests.
Because
they're not going to touch you without a test.
A couple? Shit, this motherfucker needs.
All right, never mind. I'm going to fail those.
Yeah, they're not going to touch you without a test being taken. And I'm not talking about a written exam.
They ain't gonna
not even an oral exam.
That motherfucker won't get his dick sucked till next year, June and shit. All the tests, they got to go away for results.
Oh, my God. They're like,
you have a weird form of syphilis that we just, we don't know what the fuck to do with it. We never see this fucking shit before.
We want to name the, you know, I can see the doctor.
Name it, too.
The doctor walks up. Mr. Murphy, we feel strongly that we would need to name this after you. We're going to call it Metroitis.
Drunken Micah Metroitis.
It's when you dip.
Oh, a McMetro. You're a McMetro, an Irish Metro.
McMetro.
You're just like the rest of the sheeple and all the masses. You're McDonald's kind of a guy. Don't you know? I don't know. The perm's coming along rather nicely. He's kind of got that whole fro wavy thing. This needs more activator.
What kind of boxers you wear, man?
Are you wearing boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Okay, so he's wearing the kind of the
fuzzy?
In-between. No, you know why he's... nothing wrong with boxer briefs. They're for men who can't commit to one style or another.
They're probably furry.
He's still in that transitional period. Wait till he says silk boxers, duh, every time.
So not going to happen.
Silk boxers?
Yeah, no, I can't do boxers.
Why not?
Because I'm not wearing underwear. I'm just wearing a pair of shorts without underwear.
So you're wearing two pairs of shorts?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. So I'm looking at the time. I think we need to go ahead and take our very first break.
Oh, okay. Do you have stuff over there?
I got tons of stuff over here. I'm always prepared.
You walk in there saying, I didn't bring any music. I thought you did. All of a sudden, it was panic. You're looking at me like...
It was kind of one of those situations where you always give me shit saying, I never let you play what you want. And I thought, today, I'm going to let him play what he wants.
And then guess what?
He doesn't bring his fucking mic cord.
I totally forgot the mic cord.
So what I'm going to do is play what I fucking want.
Or
and
still dangling from your asshole.
No, actually, we put it together with his brand new bed last weekend. Very Metro bed.
That's for the wife. It's not for me.
Oh, God.
If it's got a freaking mattress, I'm pretty much content.
It's for the wife.
We've got flowers on his.
No, no, it's like all this. It's leather headboards and all that, and
leather footboards, leather footboards,
which is really nice. Now he can really practice safe sex. No one gets a headache. Oh!
I love you. I love you too. Get the helmet.
We'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio, intelligence with profanity.
Hey, someone pull my finger.
Go to a cash machine to get a ticket home. A message on the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I've seen to skip the fair ticket inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line. You don't get by. No, I scratch your living in an ease and you know it's a drag. I'm always praying never. Tried to play it safe, but now we could not wait. No, no, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be your daddy, so I leave tonight. No.
I love the way the song ends. Just wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, it's a good song. Always a great song. All right. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Intelligence with profanity.
Is that the new tagline you're working on there?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Trying to see how well it works.
Work harder.
Just with profanity.
Let's see you do something stupid.
Hi, my name's Murphy. Want to see my butthole?
Yeah, that's...
Hey.
Ooh.
What's wrong with you now?
What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with me.
Seem kind of itchy.
Itchy?
Like you got something to say.
Well, I think it's that goatee that he's trying to grow on his chin. I don't know what the fuck that thing is.
Nothing wrong with my goatee.
What is that shit?
Nothing wrong with my facial hair.
Like you tried to trap roaches and shit.
That may be.
I know why Mark grows that. I really do.
Oh, I'll tell everybody why I grow it. I grow it so that way I can actually have one chin instead of two. If I have this here, I have like some sort of memory that I have one chin. It's great.
It's a dividing point between his face and his neck.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I mean, no shame in it. That's exactly why I have it.
I remember you saying it before.
So, you know, it is what it is. All right. Spankwagon Radio. Of course, we want everybody to play along. Go to spankwagon.net. Join our chat room. Look at our webcams.
Play along. Play with yourself. Oh, who cares?
Play with somebody.
Hey, did you turn the webcam on?
The webcam is fully on
now.
Okay,
that camera or the TV in the back that I'm used to seeing it on is off.
Would you like me to turn that on?
No, it's okay.
Will that help you?
No, it's all right.
Visualize the webcam.
Wow, he is snippy tonight.
Yeah, I know he is. Man.
Something's going on. He's not talking about it.
I'm just fine. I am A-OK. Nothing is wrong here.
Is it prostate?
Yes. It's swollen to the size.
Would you like me to check it?
Absolutely not. Oh,
come on, I'll use my tongue.
Then I do. Yes. Here, let me just whip it out.
What, your prostate? Yeah. If you can whip your prostate out, dude, it's time to go to the hospital.
Shit. I knew there was a beyond this point kind of thing. You know, you can go up to here.
I could never get...
Up to here. Out to there.
I could never get past the crest on the ass line. So, you know, that crest is so good.
Ew. What?
Oh, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
The crusty ass?
Apparently, he's with women who don't wipe.
You, man.
I'm a crusty asshole. What?
No.
Oh, I could go with that.
I said the crust of your asshole tastes really good, man.
Oh, he's making a gay joke.
Yes.
Oh.
Live for the residential faggot.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. You point at me?
Yeah, I pointed at you.
Hey, don't spit your water out there, bitch. You suck it. You take it. Hey, take man. It, whore.
Hey,
take
man, I spit it.
It
out. I can't swallow it.
Oh, my God. All right. So,
Bukake. Ochozake. I saw some bukkake the other day, man.
Did you?
You did?
Yeah, the girl's gargling. And then somebody did it again. I was like, God damn. she's not done swallowing the last cup.
I have some weird
she
German one.
She starts fucking drowning.
I have some weird German one where there's literally like 40 or 50 guys beating off in this girl's face. It was...
Yeah. That's the German goo girl.
Sperma Ali, I think is what that one's called.
Yeah.
That's ew.
The shit. And the only words you understand, they talk German. The only words you understand is sperm. Sperma? Sperma?
Sperma. Mom, if you're in a German side film, you tell me, right?
I'm serious. That's all you understand.
Son of a bitch. Dark sperma.
And then the different sounds the guys make, you know. And some guys get the...
Oh. I was oh kill the Jews oh oh Fraulein.
There's always one dude with a red ass beak dick and shit. Och, you know, this is all
I'm
red
essential to the war effort.
It's like the whole SSR became a nut in her face.
Oh my God!
They just marched in, with their cocks out and shit.
This is a Fourth Reich. Third Reich not so good. Fourth Reich all about the.
Und
porn.
We are here to sperm on your face, and Fraulein. Come here.
We are the masturbating race. God! It already starts. Most people can just ignore their phone. Was that even his work phone? I think that was his personal phone.
That was his personal one? Oh, that means he's getting told what to do.
Yeah.
I never forget when she came in and he was quiet as fuck.
Oh, wouldn't say a word.
He didn't say shit. He was just sitting there like,
yes,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah.
Anything and, you want, dear.
And, I went to Kmart yesterday. I was like, what
the fuck? What happened to all the cock jokes all of a sudden there, Speedy? And he's like, well, you know, I don't like to talk about penis like that.
I never said a word cock on the show once.
I don't know what you're talking about, this whole cock thing. What does Brewsters have to do with it?
Oh, hey. What's going on, man? I thought you had a phone call.
How's that phone call?
It was good. Your mom says hi.
Oh. Did you get your money?
Damn, my mom don't call me.
It's because you owe her money.
So technically, he's your hoe.
No.
Oh.
Do you think I could get anything for that? I mean, come on.
Nah, probably not very much.
Dude, it smells like ass and cheeseburgers in here. It really does. Well, it's bad,
there's
dude.
There's some spray in the cabinet out there if you want to go get it. Just, you know, make sure you grab the right stuff, not the glue. Because I can see his dumb ass grabbing the glue instead of the air freshener. We're all fucking stuck in our seats.
Smell like Grimace took a shit in here.
Grimace Grimace, a purple fucking monster, took a shit, what color would that shit be? That's questions, you know.
That,
we need
that.
That
is a good question.
Don't spray the halogen light, you dipshit.
Oh, shit.
Fucking spraying fucking halogen smoking. Lights. Yeah, you dumbass. Oh, my God.
Well, at least it doesn't smell like old people shit.
Do we have halogen lights before the show came there? What's his name?
Do you really think they want to put a camera on him and the people he keeps in the studio?
Who?
Who? Oh, the other guy.
The other guy.
Do we really want a visual of that?
I don't want to see a visual. Well, you know what? You may. Photoshop is a wonderful thing.
Only if he's coming out of a garbage can complaining about the other people walking down Sesame Street.
Man, you've just ruined my childhood.
He looks like a retarded version of Hagrid from the Harry Potter series.
That's what he calls himself on fucking air.
Hagrid?
Lame.
He calls himself Hagrid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, because he looks okay. Here in Vegas, we got one guy, and
we can't.
No, fuck this. Hold on. So we got this one guy in town. His name's Buffalo Jim. Now, if
I know Buffalo Jim. Buffalo Jim's a funny guy. He's a good guy.
I bet you do.
But Buffalo is he's kind of a rough dude.
Buffalo so.
Why don't you go ahead and get this in front of the webcam for those of you who are watching like at though. Home. Let me get your webcam on. That's Buffalo Jim.
Hi, everybody. Would you like me to do some electrical work for you and run a wrestling federation into the ground?
Yeah, made out of a Hagrid figure.
Ooh, that's what I was going to talk about. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and also the guy in the studio. Imagine that with sweatpants, though. Boots still, or socks tucked in, sweatpants tucked into socks.
Oh, but the sweats is the same color, though.
You know what's funny? You know what's really funny? When you wear nothing but sweatpants, you've pretty much given up on everything else.
Oh, totally.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you come in sweatpants not too long ago? No, not you. The other dude. Yeah, ooh. You. Weren't you wearing sweatpants the other day?
I don't know. I think I did come here.
You know what I would really like right now? For Khan to quit monopolizing the hottie out in the green room and let her come in and spend some time with us.
Oh, that was the point.
Making some sort of small talk. He's still out there yapping, dude.
What's he yapping about?
I don't know. Let's find out.
You know, this motherfucker be here 5 minutes when we show up, and he's gone. And he's been in the studio.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a chick out there. Of course he's going to sit and talk.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. It is Khan.
Is Khan. Khan's really desperate.
I see cleavage.
Yeah, but he'd be desperate if she was a dude. I mean,
well, the frost tips and Hawaiian shirt. Maybe he's trying to go more metro than you. Maybe you're an inspiration to him.
I did notice his shirt today. He actually dressed up and shit. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
No, it's still Hawaiian. It's still a bad Hawaiian shirt.
I was like, what happened?
Hey, Khan, did you get that on a discount rack over at Anchor Blue?
Hey, man, Anchor Blue's some good shit.
Oh, Save on. Big Lots. He buys them in bulk. And I'm not just talking about the size.
Oh.
That was rough.
Cleavage.
So we actually opened the door so he can just listen in on what you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, we're kind of curious.
I'm trying to hear Khan's Mac. What does he say?
Well, yeah, what's Khan's
Mac? I run an internet radio station. you want to see my sweet ride? It's a Tiburon.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, but she's shaking her head, yeah.
The Khan that's pretty much is it. On, baby.
Is he? Is
oh, you want to find out why he calls him the Khan, man?
I've never been with a black girl before, but.
Well, not without paying for it.
Oh.
So, Brad,
or jail time.
Is he out there? Is he trying to play some game out there, or is he actually talking to you when he
needs
to be
talking to you
about?
Do you want me to get the mic cables going?
No. I just wanted to shout. Oh, there is a little sexual talk. No, I don't mean from you, sweetie. I talk about from him.
I have a big penis.
I was
anal talk.
So okay, maybe it is Khan bringing it all up again.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
Khan's telling you how he likes it in the ass. Got it.
At least he's not wasting his time talking about the size of his cock.
Lord knows that'd be a very short story.
Oh, damn it, you beat me to it. I raced back to the mic for that one and everything. That was a softball, too.
That was such a softball.
I pitched it so perfectly for you guys.
That was fucking batting practice.
That's cork bat. Sammy
talk
Sosa's
about your
softball.
Short conversations. Ah. Hey-o. Oh, you know what? That's the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick. So for Decaf's birthday, I walk in the front door, number one, and he's like, where's your wife? She's not here. She's pissed, man. Why is she pissed? Well, Decaf here had sent out an email a couple of days, well, about a week or so prior, saying he didn't know what a jazzed orange was and didn't want it anywhere at his party. So,
I didn't say that.
You want me to go dig it up?
I said, but if I know you, then you can come.
That's not what you said.
No, that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, yeah, that was on the second half of the email.
Oh, well, I didn't read that far.
Of course not, because you got all pissy.
Well, no, I thought it was going to end.
Talk about my wife like that.
Oh, please.
Say
okay.
What I'll do.
Like I give a shit.
I'll come here, party and be I'll just be an angry Mac. Hi.
The second half of Decaf's fucking emails.
Well,
are always
I can write more than one goddamn sentence.
No, dude, they're always
give
the
Decaf
second.
Some credit
the
back.
Second
wait. Decaf write a sentence. Whoever, shit, ever, ever.
Why is my spell check popping up and shit? I know how it's spelled.
Who diss you? Who you?
The second half of his emails are always the same. And someone bring me some white women and some chicken. I swear to God, that's all they ever are. I need me some watermelon. Keep that cotton ball away from me. Get me all flashbacky and shit.
Hey.
Oh, shit, man.
It's Big Daddy time. And I've got a song to tell you.
Wow. We got any more racial stereotypes we want to chuck in there? Holy Christ.
You know what? I played the Cosby song, and I can't find it tonight. I would so
Bill Cosby already sued you for the rights.
Oh, no.
He's like, you cannot take my song.
I'll tell you what. Wait.
Internet show.
Is that Bill Cosby or Macho Man Randy Savage?
I don't know. He was kind of in the middle of all of that. You should have solidified and thrown in a Jell-O pudding pop reference, and that had made it.
Snap into a pudding pop.
No. So anyway, you got some. It looked like you got some good presents. I think people brought you Star Wars figurines. And for those of you that don't know, and you think Mr. Decaf here is Mr. Smooth Suave Guy, let me break it down for you.
He's like, hi, ladies.
Dude's got a room in his house. Uh-oh. I swear to God.
Wait. Black Power Room?
No. Well, it might be. How many Lando figures do you have in there? It is floor to ceiling Star Wars toys.
Wait.
In the packages, taped to the wall.
See, now I thought.
And at one point, they go up across the ceiling. He's got so many.
Nice. Here's the thing.
There is no defense for this. He's got a Boba Fett cardboard stand up in the corner.
No, it's
we're gonna give storage. It to him,
dude. He's got the bedroom of a 12-year-old.
Do you sleep in there?
No, I don't sleep in there.
Dude, he's got like nine.
Then
computers.
It's an office.
He's got nine computers, none of which are fully functional, by the way. And dude has got.
Okay, do you know many people that have multiple computers and they're all functional?
No. Well, maybe Ken. But maybe Ken? Okay. Because, you know, he's anal retentive like that, and he's like, "Oh no, it's broken. I gotta fix it. I need to buy more parts. Oh my god, I need parts." No, but dude,
we're building a fries. Hallelujah!
It wasn't all Star Wars.
Okay, it is all nerd toys, though. Hold on. It is all nerd toys.
In my head, though, when you said that it was all Lando, I was like a Colt 45 museum.
Dude, I swear to God, the first time I walked in there, I felt like I had died and gone back before I had puberty. It is all nerd toys, and they're all in the packages, and they're like perfect, and they're all lined up. They're pinned to the wall, but none of them are going through the cardboard. It's all in the gap for the blister pack to go on.
Nice.
Dude, it is scary. It is really, really scary in there. It's cool.
Wait.
And now entering Decaf's office.
Dude, I have never met a bigger black nerd than this guy. And he tries on this show so hard to not be that. And he tries to be the big tough guy. But again, let me remind you, the few times I have ridden with him in his car, it's not gangster rap. It's 80s TV show theme songs.
You know, the thing is, though, he's trying to go, I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I am
no,
Big Daddy
you
Decaf.
Are fucking, I'm Big Geek Decaf.
Because I have a couple of Star Wars toys.
Dude, you're Urkel plus 300 pounds.
Man. Whoa! Hey.
I got
150. Give 150. The man some credit. He has lost a lot of weight.
Yes, I have.
What, did you get divorced? How I dropped 190 pounds in one day.
And then she got bigger and then smaller and then bigger and then smaller. She's like Oprah.
I got
Star Jones even.
Or an accordion.
I got three Star Wars toys. Plus zero.
Star Jones
zero.
Toys?
Now, plus zero, 300.
I've had about 300 stars. It's not that many toys. This Matrix.
Okay,
too.
But let me ask you a question.
Dude, it's not that many toys. I can't lean against the wall in that room anywhere. The only place in that entire room where the wall is not covered in toys is the space behind that futon, so if it lays down, it doesn't rake them all down and put them on the floor.
That is partly.
That's smart thinking.
It's partly true. Yeah, that is that.
Happened twice, didn't there. It?
Do you remember? Dude.
That's partly true.
I got
posters, too.
Posters. Do you remember the hat I got him, the night set that I got him for Christmas? Still in the box, on the shelf.
With the
it's
next
creepy.
To, next to the ash.
It's creepy, dude. It is really scary in there.
I got my ash.
See, I can't say anything. I have action figure collections.
No,
I have.
Dude.
No.
Even before in the old house where you had it all set up the way you wanted it and everything was. You've got nothing on this guy.
You haven't seen when I was a kid, though. And I will say, yes, it was when I was a kid before I started moving a lot. I had them all over the walls.
Before
I had
the
no
wife
walls
started throwing things away when you weren't looking?
She buys most of them.
Really? Mine throws my toys away when I'm not paying attention.
Well, you see, here's the thing. My wife is a huge geek, so she would go into that room and wet herself.
It's
she would be moist for your collection.
It's not that scary in there.
It's scary, dude. It seriously looks like...
Because it's dark-ass blue in there, too?
No, dude. It looks like you're a 15-year-old with a full-time job. It's creepy. It's cool. Don't get me wrong, but it was really kind of creepy the first time I went in there. I'm like, oh my god, I no longer feel bad about my action figures that I keep in a box.
I know where it went too far, man. It went too far with all the little football player. The teddy bear.
Hey, I got a quick question there, Decaf. I have some Bendy Star Wars action figures made by Wham-O back in the late 90s. Damn. Do you want them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give them to you for $5
each. So anyway, getting back to the point of this whole story. So for his birthday, I knew the easy way out would be to get him a toy. I decided against it. And we brought him 2 bottles of alcohol.
Yes.
Now the first one, which I thought was really funny, that was great. Ed McMahon vodka.
Everyone's making jokes about this. Yeah.
I gave it to him. I said, "For my favorite sidekick."
Oh, very well done.
Yes, I know. That was a good one, though.
What is that?
Beer.
Oh, okay, sweet. The second one, though, which I wish you would have opened up at least that night, because I really would have liked to at least smell it. What's the name of it? It's
Orinco?
It's a rum. It's a rum. It's a great bottle, though. It's
And a dude at the party says, "Someone must really love you to buy you this." So I was like, damn. That's why I didn't open it. When someone tells you that, you're going to open it up to a bunch of freeloaders?
Yeah, what is it?
No, fuck that. That's your private stock. That's private stock.
That's
right
only
there.
For me. That's what is that I about? I'm only,
about 48 ounces, isn't it? Yeah. Or it's 48 ounces. The bottle's glass. It has a great top. Like and then the outside of it's wrapped in leather with an embossed map of Brazil.
It is one beautiful bottle. And that shit, I'm not going to have my fucking freeloader friends that come drinking up that shit. My freeloading family. They ain't coming up drinking up the good shit. That's mine. That's like one. That's me alone on a lonely fucking night, and I chugged the whole fucking bottle.
Now, I want to bring something else up, since I'm glad you brought up your family. I've only met your brother a couple times. He's a real nice guy. I like him. He's neat. But your sister I had never met. And now I know where the white gene comes from. The guy she came, is that her boyfriend or husband?
Her husband, yeah.
Why don't you explain to everyone her husband?
What? Oh, he has a... Did he have spiky hair or was his hair down?
His hair was down.
Okay, it was down. Well, he's long. Mechanic.
Oh, escaped from a ZZ Top commercial. Or a ZZ Top music video.
Really?
And do you remember the t-shirt she was wearing?
Yeah.
Tell me it wasn't a white trash t-shirt. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
What did it say?
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to remember. What
Slayer.
Oh,
she had a Slayer t-shirt on, dude.
Wait. Whoa. Stop. She black?
Yeah.
Yes.
She had a Slayer t-shirt.
Yes.
A fucking Slayer t-shirt.
Yes. She's very pretty, too. She's very pretty.
Yeah. You should see their house. When you go in there,
yeah,
everything is death. They have a grill that pops open like it's a casket when they cook and go, yeah. And it's all horror movies, posters, all horror movie posters all over the walls. That's all you see is all horror. She used to go to the clubs with the cat ears and shit. And he'd spike his hair up and be all red, and they go clubbing.
So apparently it's genetic.
And then, were you there when my little brother came?
No, I was not. We had to leave a little bit early. And what happened when your little brother showed up?
He came with and the kid. And his wife is whiter than you two put together.
See, you see what I'm talking about here?
Whiter than the paper. Whiter
nice.
Than the paper.
Glowing in the dark.
And then, my other brother, he's married to a Chinese woman.
Well, there's no surprise on that. That's pretty much stereotypical. But.
Yeah. And then my other brother came, but he was actually with a girl that was black. She's the only black spouse in the family.
Y'all look at her like, sell out. It was a great party. We played beer pong. James L and I wound up. We won our game, didn't we?
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, we won our game.
I remember that last shot. I was like, that shot was a nice.
The first shot was great. That first shot you made. Was it? No, it was off of you.
It was off
the
of
other
me.
Team, first shot from the other team comes over, throws the ball. Ball hits the edge of the glass, shoots straight up, hits Decaf in the nose, straight back down into the glass, and he had to drink.
Nice.
That was
a long-ass game of beer pong,
that
too.
That was a long-ass game.
Holy shit, we had to call a delay a game and drink one.
Nice.
It was great. We had a good time, though. Good party. Good party. Wow, we've got an entire hour and not done a thing.
Nope, not a damn thing. But it was
awesome.
A catch-up. By the way, just to remind people, this is Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon!
Spankwagon.
We do want to point out to a lot of people, it's a new season here at the LV Rock Studio.
And we're going to have Bukkake Live every Friday nights from 7 to 9.
Yeah, no. So
I can't go with that, dude. Because either A, I don't want to be the one catching, or B, I don't want to be jerking off next to you.
Yeah, you were right. Because
no, there's a splatter effect, and man, we'd all have to shoot ourselves.
Oh, are you done with her, Khan? Is he finished with you? Oh, ouch. I guess he reamed her pretty good. She's grabbing her asshole and looking in pain. What was that, Sleeve? Oh, he's bigger than we would think? What do you do? Kiss you?
So there's always 2 inches.
So he told you to turn around first. She's like,
oh, shit. She's looking for triple anal penetration. Triple. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut to a break.
Hey.
And, uh-oh, Todd's back.
How you doing, man?
Oh, he forgot his keys.
Oh, he forgot his keys.
Right on, brother. Right on.
That guy's whiter than me.
So,
I swear,
there you
dude.
Go. The mechanic. Huh? Huh? Same scenario. Slayer, mechanic, all
yeah,
that good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
There
so,
you go.
So, yeah.
Huh. Who knew?
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and go to another break?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spring Break Radio. Anal Violation Radio.
Right.
I don't understand. Why is it so difficult to be a caveman?
It's only been a week. The rush of being home and rapid fading. Failing to recall what I was missing all that time in England. It sent me aimlessly on foot or by the help of transportation. Knock on windows where a friend no longer live I had forgotten.
Speak for her.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. I've yet to turn on your mic for a reason.
What's that?
I've turned on his mic, but I'm afraid to turn on your mic, dude.
Hi.
Okay, with the outfit there, Dieter, it looks about right with that expression.
Yes, it does.
It's like the church lady got molested by a corn cob.
Nice.
And then permed her hair even more.
You did that shit in Iowa before?
What, molest church ladies with corn cob? No, I can't say I have.
Damn. That would be a good-ass story if he did.
Okay,
though.
But now he's walking around and, like, you notice every movie makes he has a shake like he's some sort of animatronic.
Yeah, no, he's looking like, he looked like Ruth McCallahan from Golden Girls.
Now he does the fucking robot.
Nah, he does it.
Hold on. White guy originality going out the window if we had one.
Yes,
oh,
we
he's
do.
Now being all pissy. Oh, no. Did you just fart on the book? Wouldn't be the first time.
you're gonna see Papa in the middle of his show. He's gonna be like, "Yo, and Michael Vick, what is that fucking? I mean, I can't say fuck in the air." Man, it'd be hard to do a show without saying cuss words. We should try. We should actually try
you
to
want,
see.
Wait, you want to see if we could do the last half of the show without using any profanity?
Ooh.
Murph, this would you be up for that?
Oh, is my microphone on?
Has been since you put your ass onto it.
Yeah, sure, why not? See if we're ready for primetime radio.
All right, fuck it, let's do it.
Okay. I think we are ready for primetime radio. So let's go ahead and cut to another break. And we're going to go to a nonstop commercial.
We're going to play that Geico suck four times.
I mean, seriously, dude, why would you play that song of all the songs in the world? Why play that one?
I find it interesting. I like it.
I don't.
Well, that's... You're not behind here.
Holy heck, guys.
Holy heck?
Yeah, you can't say no cuss words, man.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, darn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're going to go five
nice
freaking minutes without saying a
that's what a
freaking cuss
for.
Word. Das yeah. Got it.
I don't have a dump button. That's the problem.
I do.
Oh, well. All right, so Spankwagon Radio, we'd love to hear from you. Join our chat room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat link, the SWR chat room link. We also have our webcam up and going, so of course you can go to webcam link there. Want to also point out, and we'd love to hear from you, phone lines are open on our $20,000 phone system. Toll free, 1-866-587-6257. Equals out to 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Please call, man.
Mother
freaking call, man.
Yeah, really. Or of course, you can go ahead and email us, radio@spankwagon.net. We'd love to hear from you. We want a little bit of feedback, especially now that we're coming into our new season. School's back in session, so we know that those college listeners out there should be picking us up anytime now. Winter's coming up pretty soon, which means people should be staying home a little bit more. So, we want to direct you guys to us on Friday nights, and we'd appreciate anybody's help doing so.
Yes, we will.
We would absolutely love anybody helping us.
Anybody's helping doing so.
So what's going on? Murph, what you working on right now?
Actually, Stahl, I'm looking at something kind of new.
All right. So, Decav, what are you working on?
Oh, I have the African-American inventions.
Oh, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
All right. So you have some more. Yes, I do. Playing this as a trivia?
Oh, well, it's the same thing. If you guys have to guess if it's yes or no. And if it's a yes or no, you have to explain why it's a yes or you have to explain why it's a no.
All right. I think
African American culture, baby.
Here, we got some music that's kind of cultured.
How is this African-American culture?
Hi, my name is Big Daddy Decaf, and welcome to African-American culture. Hi, we are sponsored by Fruit of the Loom.
All right, so...
And Colt 45. Anytime. Okay, well, today I have my two guests because we're the only three in the fucking... I fucking said fuck. Oh, well, it's over now. So... We have three people.
Culture.
We have three people in the freaking studio. Little mama, show me how you move it. Yeah. Wow. Put your back into it. Uh-huh. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars, baby. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Gangster shit, nigga. Gangster. I can't do it to this, man. Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world
no.
Go round.
No,
that's a jam.
No.
Oh, that's fine. Just drop it down. Yes. Yes. Okay. First invention, guys. Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. I got you. Yeah, if you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid.
dirt off your shoulder. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force, trying to hustle some things. That go with the Porsche, feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the law, nigga, grip on my balls. Said the ladies, they love me.
All right, so we're gonna get back to your bit here. All right, so these are inventions.
Yes.
And we have to figure out if they're invented by black people or not.
Yes.
Okay. Murph, you going to play or are you going to read?
No, I can play.
Okay.
It's going to be invented by black people or not. It's the African-American culture. And if it is created by a black person, you have to say why. And if it's not,
you
why?
You ever notice these rules just don't get followed no matter what he says?
Well, you guys followed them last time. You guys actually paid attention to all 10 of them. All right.
Rule number one, you must answer in a complete sentence. Rule number two.
Hey, buddy.
Pow. Hey, buddy.
The mop.
Duh.
I'm going to say yes. Invented by a black man.
Like saying hedge trimmers were invented by a Mexican. Duh.
Why?
Why?
Yes, it is. And
well,
why?
Well, let's figure. It's either going to be...
Hey, we don't need that kind of racist language on this show.
Shut the fuck up.
You said figure. Sorry. Figure.
It's either that or they're on their hands and knees. Duh. I mean, it's a utilitarian thing.
Oh, is that what you guys call it? Oh, don't worry about a black guy. Just a utilitarian.
Hey,
thing.
We have to give it tools. You know, we got to give them tools. They got to work with tools.
Shit.
Kind of like those gorillas in 2001.
Thank you.
I can use up you real good, massa.
You know, it's funny that you said it because the second item is the lawnmower.
No, not invented by a black man.
No, definitely was not invented because, you know.
Have you seen Africa? There's overgrown grass everywhere.
And sand.
They'd be trying to sit there with like 50 million of them lined up on their knees, shoulder to shoulder with dart guns, trying to cut it all at once. Just
dude.
Little darts sweeping through individual blades of grass flying up in the air. No. No.
No, it was not.
No, see, that's we're good. We're good. So, no, lawnmower is not a...
You guys are two for two.
Woo.
The pencil sharpener.
Ooh. I'm going to say
no. That's tough. That's tough.
I'm going to say no.
I don't believe the whole don't waste a good brain campaign happened until after the pencil sharpener.
I'm going to say because no one ever thought black guys had learned to write.
Ooh.
You guys are wrong. A black man did invent the pencil sharpener.
Wait. Why?
To stab whitey.
that was the first weapon to kill white men.
I will kill you with my supreme intellect.
That was
and my sharpened number twos.
That was that turtle's first weapon. And shit. Got his master of the
Tina! They put the pencils in the blowguns. The pencils in the blowguns, and we mowed their lawn with it.
Toby got a number two for your ass.
We ain't talking about the small ones. We talking about the big ass rare ones you get in kindergarten and shit.
Monkey paw. Hey. All right.
Oh, now that's just racist. A monkey paw.
Yeah. So moving on.
Might as well call it a jigaboo scribbler.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
You know, someone right now just was listening to the podcast and says, oh, fuck this.
Somewhere Al Sharpton's Negro sense is tingling. Oh, he's going to lose it. He's going to lose it.
Negro sister. Someone say Negro in the air.
As a sense.
You're probably going to get a call this shit. Look, man. You can't
wait, as a sense. What is that? Jar Jar Binks or Al Sharpton?
Yes.
Jar Jar Sharpton.
Jar Jar Sharpton. Now, that's a goddamn character.
Misa going to sue. Oh, shit. I'm going to hell now. Ladies and gentlemen, just like to remind you, the Spank Wagon Radio does not reflect the opinions of LV Rocks.
Hey.
Or anyone else.
Hey. You can't talk about black community leaders that I did not elect. God damn it.
True. All right, next one.
Should I be talking about Fitty?
All right, I got the hacky sack.
Hold on. The Fitty sent community center and gunshot ward.
Yo.
Hacky sack.
No.
No, invented by a hippie.
Invented by a bunch of fucking white kids.
Yes.
I was going to say, because
it goes in the bag, not on the television.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Of course, the white guy invented the hacky sack. He also then repurposed it as the beanbag police resistance thing for the shotguns. Of course, a white guy invented it.
I'm going to take this thoroughly fun play toy, and I'm going to use it...
as a weapon.
I'm going to use it to placate Negroes.
Hey, wait, you know, you want to placate Negroes there, Bob?
I think that would be a great... I'm sorry, placate's the wrong word. Pacify.
Oh, pacify, are we going to pacify the brothers?
I think we're going to pacify
that,
them.
That is a swell idea,
I
Bob.
I think this is going to have to work until I can figure out my Colt 45 injection cannon.
Wow, Bob, that's very interesting. You got the Colt 45 thing going on there, but... don't you know Billy D. Williams says Colt 45 is a malt liquor?
Malt liquor!
Oh, yeah, liquor. I could say you had jungle fever, and I understand now. All right, moving on.
Shit, I know which one I'm doing last. Bottle caps.
Fake money, real money. No. Bottle caps. I'm going to have to say yeah on that one.
I'm going to say no just why. Because it has no practical use as a weapon to kill Whitey.
No, man.
Why you say yeah?
Well, why do I say yeah? Duh. Tap dancers have to have something that makes their shoes click. Duh.
Oh, he went with a Sambo reference on that one, didn't he? Nice.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my lady. Yeah, that's pretty much.
Do you get offended anytime you see that singing frog, by the way?
Ooh.
Oh, do I get offended? Well, I guess I can because when it was on the WB, they had every fucking black show right after the frog sang. That's time for the ways, brother.
In that case, you really should have been offended.
By the way, I am ripping some nasty farts over here. I do not know what's going on.
I do, but that's another story altogether. Oh, man. Boy. All right, moving on.
And yes.
So, anyway.
Yes, it was a bit of a
really?
Oh, pretty good there.
For tap dance.
Well, I'd like to thank you and your race for keeping my beer nice and condensed. Fizzy.
Cellular phone.
I'm going to say no because I do believe that was actually invented by the Swedish.
Oh, I'm going to say yeah. They got tired of the payphones getting cut off. They got to keep the drug deals going somehow.
You are correct.
Duh.
Really? It was invented by a black man. Mm-hmm. Was he Swedish?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's fucking a bunch of
Swedish. Of course! Swiss chocolate.
Lots of blonde white women.
I bet you he's a Swede now fucking a bunch of them and shit. A great
assembly. No.
Oh, who are we kidding? You know, he sold the rights to that for like $1.50 food stands and some watermelon.
With bottle caps. Because he had a dream to dance.
Ouch. Whew, this is the most racist show we've done in a long time.
3 weeks.
I know. Silly putty.
No, white man. White man invented it in the 50s. I think I remember seeing that on some television show somewhere about toys, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no because.
Man, well, black man's not smart enough to create silly putty.
Black man's not smart enough to create anything that you can put down on a newspaper and pick up words with.
Wow. He figured out one half of the copywriting or the copywriting.
Let me get this right. We created the cell phone, and white people created goddamn silly putty.
That's right.
Yeah, that tells you why they need black people.
Yeah, someone's got to give the Japanese inspiration. We make all your cell phone with lead. Chew it, kids. Chew it.
Nice. Oh, hi, Toe. Toe's in the channel.
Toe! Welcome to the chat room, the brand new...
End of the Footboy.
Returned. Spankwagon chat room.
Spankwagon!
Spankwagon.
What's next? What's next on the list?
Spankwagon.
No, that was invented by a white man.
The roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
Of love.
Roller coaster. Wow, welcome to Fag Radio. I'm your host, Stinky McSlide Pants,
Metro Murph.
I'm
gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say no because I think I think it was invented in Coney Island, which is notoriously New York. I said Coney, not Cooney, and I think actually it was invented in Coney Island, and I want to say it was like some Italian immigrant or something did it.
Ain't no goddamn Italian that smart. It was a black dude.
Really.
What did they know? It was fucking pasta shit. It's
they like, had something
hey,
to yell
this
about.
This is a roller coaster.
Instead of someone chasing after them with a pitchfork and a bullwhip, they might as well be yelling about something. Actually, no. A black man had to invent it. The other side, Chinese, invented it, and they came together in the top and drilled a spike through it.
Damn.
All right, moving on.
Okay. And to the last and final one.
Yeah, the one he held off for us.
The last and final
one. Seedless watermelon.
The pressing comb.
What's a pressing comb?
You don't know what the fucking pressing comb is. It's like the hot comb.
That
you put in the hair and you hold it.
Old white lady. The chat room, dude. Look in the chat room.
Looking in the chat room. You could just say it. Oh, Toe says, coming in only one channel, there's a nasty robo echo effect to it. That's a news. Looking both channels on mine, looking both channels on the send. Sorry, dude. It's just not us. Sorry. Murph, you've got a computer that's got the internet. Why don't you go ahead and listen to it while we do this. Okay, so the pressing comb, hell yeah, they invented it because they wanted whitey hair, and the only way to do that is flatten that shit out straight. Murph's listening to the delay.
I'm going to say the same thing.
Yes, you are correct. The
pressing comb. Why don't you use your headphones you have? See? Yeah. We're on a delay, so now he's just going to get the quiet delay. So I love it. We haven't done on. No, we're good.
No, everything's good.
All right, Toe, you fucked. So was that all
of
them?
I'm going to say you should probably reboot your computer. That'll be $49.95.
You have to. Niggas without a chick. Niggas without a chick. Niggas without a chick. Press the tone. I'm coming straight out of Compton.
Yeah. When something happens in South Central Los Angeles, nothing happens. It's just another nigga dead.
Dude, the closest you get to the ghetto is when you drive by it on your way to work.
Hey, man. Born and raised in the ghetto, man.
The slums of Summerlin.
I had the white man get me out.
Yeah, boy, I roll up in the GV hood.
Oh, shit.
I. Someone hurry up and count to nine.
I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, isn't there everyone saying 8, 8? How about 9?
Oh, I. I'm protecting brains of wrecking. Clock talking, chuck rocking. Flavor, flavor, that's saving. This motherfucker look like Woodstock and shit.
Dude, you know, speaking of Flavor Flav, bring that down. Did anyone else watch the roast of Flavor Flav?
No, I heard it was really funny, though.
It was, but that guy really did look like someone dripped chocolate over a skeleton.
Okay, here's the thing. I told you this. Up where we live, Flavor Flav was in the grocery store, right? It was so depressing that no one remembered him from being with Public Enemy. Everybody was like, that's the dude from VH1!
Yeah,
I'm like, holy shit. You notice when he dances, he looks constipated.
He looked like Woodstock.
It's like a fucking pigeon that needs to poop.
I wait for Snoopy to come around the corner when you fucking dancing.
I'm not metro enough to be a good dancer.
That is a good point. I'll give you that. Not yet. I could come next in a month from now. You could go to fucking Studio 54. You'll see his ass looking jamming. You'll be like,
yeah. What was that started playing?
Button I hit wrong.
Button a hit wrong. What song is that?
Hit in the butt wrong.
Grab the song. Here. It's a cover of Paint It Black.
Who sings it?
A band called Reset.
You know what? Let that play for a second. I'm a big
fan. Can you reset that?
Put that on your stick.
Put that on your stick.
Okay, all right.
On your stickins.
I'll have to do it when I get home.
Fuck, my balls are sweaty. Oh, rape your mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live in the studio is Nathan Explosion.
Rape your mother. Kill your brother. Die, he's talky.
But cool. You notice he has that laugh after. He's like,
I'm going to kill you.
Nice.
I'm going to dig your eyeballs out your sockets. Oh.
Hey, why don't you do the... he really... I mean, it's not as good as your Nathan Explosion impression
that was luck.
But he's got the tone down for it. By the way, anyone who doesn't know, Death Clock's album does hit the stores this Tuesday. It's called Death Album. Pick it up. It's great. We played a song from that. We played Thunder Horse on the break. Death Clock is the fake band created for the show Metapocalypse. It's one of the funniest goddamn shows on television.
Metapocalypse.
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 Meta.
Mecha leka high, mecha heiny ho.
Meta.
Like, no, it's meta.
It's meta.
It's meta.
What is it?
Like metal. Meta, yeah, metal meta. Apocalypse, metapocalypse.
Meta.
It's not mecha. It's not a bunch of Muslim guys. Thunder Horse John.
All right, I just got to point out that it's now been an hour and a half of show, and we still have yet to do anything.
I farted.
Productive.
You got a whole sheet of shit over there. And what is
well, here's the problem. I got a whole sheet of shit. Doesn't mean he'll let me get to it.
Oh, you hear? You see? Look, something's going on over here.
Yeah, I know.
Do we need to get the co-host 4,000 in on this again?
No. Jesus.
Do I need to break out the program?
No, leave the program's fine. You know, we'll.
I had a problem with the program last week.
Oh no.
I was trying to rework some code, and don't ask me how, but it was the entire program was subpoenaed by the NAACP, and I haven't seen it since.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's where the co-host, those of you that have been asking, that's where the co-host 4,000 is.
Yeah, so they're not not defending Michael Vick no more.
No. Oh, you know what?
Something else.
Okay, wait, you know what? We're going to talk about Michael Vick. Let's talk about that, because on Monday he decided to do what? He finally decided to plead guilt.
I don't even know if I'd call it that.
All right, but here's the thing. In his little big press release and his whole little thing he did after he did the basic saying, I'm guilty, yada, 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 did he really honestly say he found God?
That's why I heard that he said.
Maybe I mean, really, found fucking God.
You found God, yeah.
Really, was he at the bottom of a pit fighting cage?
You know? I mean, at what point do we finally say enough of you pseudo-celebrities and athletes finding God? Because God ain't going to help you, because God obviously let you get into this problem in the first place.
I found Jesus. He was behind the couch the whole time.
Was he baby or the grown Jesus?
It was grown Jesus.
Okay, who lost the baby Jesus?
I want to see the baby Jesus.
So we took baby Jesus to a water park. No.
So in that case, do you... Now, dogfighting, do you think it's blown out of proportion because it's a celebrity?
I think dogfighting is heinous. As a dog owner and own, you know, I have two dogs. I have a beagle and I have a boxer, and I love.
So
them
why both. Is hunting so justified then?
Because you don't hunt the dog. You don't send the dog out and look for it in the woods and shoot it.
So what if you did? Would that be considered illegal?
Yes.
So if I grab a bunch of pit bulls, right, run them out in the forest, and say, oh, it's too many fucking pit bulls in the forest, we have to go kill some. I'm justified to go shoot the.
No.
Well, yes.
No, you're not.
Yeah, actually, you are. There's certain situations where you have to do population control like that.
No, there's a difference between population control and just making animals fight to watch them bleed and die.
Yeah, there is a difference there.
So why, at the end of every goddamn Price is Right show, does Barb Barker say, make sure you get your pets spayed and neutered because there's an overpopulation of cats and dogs?
Yeah, but what you don't know is Bob Barker is also in charge. He runs a company that makes prison uniforms, okay? It's just one of those things. He has to say it, or he wants to say it, or he believes in it, just like he believes in prisons.
Dude, there's a huge difference between hunting with dogs and making them fight each other for profit.
And you know what? As someone who bets on dog fights,
that's dog racing. Dog racing.
That's what you call it.
Jesus.
Just like you call it race baiting. So anyhow, no.
Papa Joe.
Hey. No. As far as I'm concerned, you know what? The only reason where everybody has a shit fit is because they got these little Maltese, like Leona Helmsley's little $12 million Maltese dog, and everybody's like, oh, it's a dog. No, it's a fucking animal. It'll always be an animal. It's always going to be an animal. How you treat the animal, yeah, it's important, but I'm sorry. There's no uproar deer season, you know? I mean, if there is, it's one dumb guy in a wheelchair because he got shot.
Okay, well, it's not like people are going out into the woods and making the deer fight each other and betting on it.
No, well, maybe, because deers do fight each other. Why not? Who's to say they don't? Hey, who's to say a hunter sitting on a stand sees $2? And says, I got 10 bucks on buck number one. Oh, God, this is going to get confusing. Male deer number one. Who's to say they don't do that?
Okay, but there's animals fight. But it's not like the hunters are up there organizing it.
That, okay, that.
And they're not sticking the deer in cages and poking them with sticks to get them rabid and not feeding them so that they want to tear flesh out of each other.
But yet we do that to bulls and we love watching a rodeo now, don't we?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We tie a rope around the testicles of a bull to get them pissed.
I have no desire to watch a bull rodeo.
You don't, but you go down on the fucking Las Vegas Boulevard in late October, hell, half of October, half of September, November. And you're going to find so many 10-gallon hats on so many 2-gallon heads.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. Yes, they antagonize these bulls so a guy can get on it and ride it. And not so that you can take two bulls, put them in a ring, and make them charge each other.
What's the fucking difference? You end up killing the bull.
But down in Mexico, a bullfight ends with a bull being killed.
Exactly.
Okay. Again, though, and I have to say this again.
And fucking human beings
It's a guy
fight.
And a, okay, wait.
Organized.
It's a guy and a bull. In a bullfight, it's a test of strength between a man and an animal who weighs 10 times as much as he does. It's not someone taking two bulls, tying their balls together with a rope, and making them fight. There is a big difference.
What's the big difference?
Keep that as a mental note. That's a good idea.
That actually could be cool. There's a huge difference in that, though, in this, you know, the running of the bulls and things of that nature, and two guys fighting. This is two logical. Okay,
so this is
two human beings who, again, are doing this of their own free will. They're not being put in cages and hit with sticks until they decide that one of them has to go out there and kill each other.
Well, let's also look at it this way. Pit bulls are considered to be one of those animals where they're just vicious by nature. I mean, let's look at the big scare in the 80s that the media tried to perpetrate to make everybody
hate pit
bulls.
They're still doing it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you used to hear weekly of stories of pit bulls going rabid, killing the son, and the dad tries to shoot it in the head, and it still doesn't die for another half an hour.
I think it was like catfish, actually.
Maybe. Pure straight stories of Cujo right then and there. As far as I'm concerned.
So if a man decides to go in a cage and wrestle a pit bull and ends up killing the pit bull, will he be justified?
No.
So why is bullfighting justified if you're going to go?
Bullfighting's not justified.
How's bullfighting not justified as a fucking sport?
No, it's not.
It's considered a sport.
Not in this country.
Yes, it is.
Not in these laws. You show me in this country where you can go and watch a bullfight. Bullfights are illegal in the United States.
Are they? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because before the bull even makes it into the arena, the guys sit there and stab it with knives.
Nice.
They sit there and they wound the shit out of that bull. That's why the bull attacks like it does. It's a last desperate throw to live. Yeah, the bull doesn't come out in total in top shape.
So we have 100% proof. We have to find this law.
I'm fairly sure
I want to find out 100%.
That bullfighting is illegal in this country.
All right, so here's what we're going to ask our listeners to do. We need your guys' help. Why don't you go ahead and send us what you can find on bullfighting. Send it to radio@spankwagon.net, and we will bring it up next week's show to see who is right about bullfighting laws in the United States. So we'll have to be the United States, not North America.
Yeah. Now, again, there is a huge difference between a man and an animal, or even a man and a man, and what they are doing to these dogs to make them fight. In the wild, dogs do not fight to the death. In the wild, wild dogs pack together, and in a fight between two dogs, whichever one basically gets dominated, slinks away, goes away. There is no reason for a dog to kill another dog unless it's literally a fight to the death about certain things, usually about food.
Okay.
Causing these animals, these dogs, to fight like they do is nothing more than brutal, just a stereotypical way of defending who they are. And I'm sorry, but I've heard this bullshit on every... Why is it that every goddamn black guy... I know it comes back to this every time, but why is every black man out there trying to defend Michael Vick? And I hear this, and it may have been from you that I heard this once. Black fighting's just part of our culture, or dog fighting's just part of our culture.
I never said dog fighting is part of culture.
Someone did.
And I never said I'm defending Michael Vick. I'm not defending Michael.
Okay,
Vick.
I should.
Yeah. Michael Vick was wrong, and he should have done. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say he's a dumb fuck for giving up $130 million on something fucking this guy.
And he
stupid.
Has to pay back $22 million to the.
Well, that's gonna go to court. Most people are saying that the Falcons are only getting about $3 million out of him.
And no, I don't feel sorry for him, but I do honestly believe that the only reason this whole issue even got blown the fuck out of proportion is because Michael Vick is a superstar. If it wasn't for that. dogfighting is still be done, and fucking Mexicans do it, black people do it, white people do it. Don't tell me white people don't do it. Everybody does it.
Every fucking race
Everybody does it. But the only reason why it's as big as it is right now, the only reason why PETA is out fucking protesting is because it's a celebrity. And every time they asked that guy, that the head of PETA, they kept asking them, are you using this to... show PETA, are you using this to, you know, jumpstart, launch off PETA to get a, your, oh, you know, da-da-da. Yeah. Every time he's like, well, he just went around the whole fucking question. He was always like, well...
He was a politician
about it. Yeah, we're defending the animals and all this other shit, but, or, you know, he would not answer the goddamn question because he knows this is a goddamn springboard for PETA. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, everyone is it's like a goddamn Al Sharpton come wild. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to fucking jump on it like Al Sharpton and shit. You know, Al Sharpton is like, he stayed out of this one, I guess. He probably said, nah, you guys can have this one. I'll get the next one.
Look, you guys know me. I'm no fan of PETA, and I'm no fan of all these animal rights causes. I don't care. If you want to eat cow, eat cow. I don't give a shit. But dog fighting is despicable because it's not something that happens in nature. And the way that they put this about, it's not a fair fight. It's not evenly matched. When you are taking dogs that are smaller than the dog you want to push, and you are starving the larger dog and taking the smaller dog and making it a bait dog, that's fucked up. And these animals, dogs, domesticated animals, specifically dogs, and yes, I'm a dog lover, have been a perfect match for mankind since mankind could walk on its hind legs. Dogs have been with humans since we've been erect, since we've been able to realize that we can go out and hunt. Dogs have been the perfect match. I'm a dog lover. I have two dogs at home. I love my dogs to death. And I swear to God, if anybody were to ever tell me that something was going on like that with one of my dogs when I wasn't paying attention, somebody would be getting a pipe wrench up to the head. It is fucked up to make two dogs, to make any two domesticated animals fight. And to do it for money is even more despicable. There are other things you can bet on. Why don't you bet on which one of your fucking 25 children can run down the street the fastest and avoid the bullet coming out of your nine if you want to fucking your goddamn culture into this shit?
Let's look at it in that sense then. How is it fair to have a dog track? How is it fair to have dogs
It's not.
Okay.
It's absolutely
what's funny
not.
To me is all
or horse racing.
What's funny to me is all the cracker shit is always defended. You know what I'm saying? If black people's doing dog fighting, oh, it's terrible. But we could go out and shoot fucking any animal. We can shoot ducks. You can shoot fucking, you know, deers. You can shoot bulls. You can shoot wherever the fuck you want to shoot in a goddamn forest, because ain't no black person going out and shooting no goddamn forest. But to you guys, it's just fucking game.
Well,
it's game.
Well,
it's game.
You want it. You want
it's
it.
Game. You know what I'm saying?
You show me a black man who killed his dog and ate it. I said black, not Chinese.
Now, I want to also point out that you said domesticated. You have to remember that cows are domesticated.
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't keep cows
for pets.
Slaughtered
by the million.
You'd be surprised. Cows and pigs. Some people do keep them for pets.
I forget.
Yeah, it does happen. And actually, I know a couple people out here in Vegas who have pigs as pets. And these are huge animals.
So that's what I'm saying.
But yet you're killing them for food.
Okay, you're killing them for food and survival.
Or
how is making two pit bulls fight for money survival?
How is a fucking deer affecting me?
How is a deer affecting you?
How's a deer affecting me?
Trench, why don't you go ahead and take that one?
How does a deer affect a person?
You've driven in the forest before.
Yeah, deers have a slight problem with population control. They're Catholic.
They fuck like rabbits, but have sharp spears on the top of their heads.
As a matter of fact,
I've never seen a deer in my fucking life.
I've seen several. As a matter of fact, my,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. As a matter of fact, my recent trip home, we were driving on the freeway heading into home, and this is a freeway, four lanes, median freeway, and out runs in front of us a deer. It could have hit us and gone into the window. It could have destroyed the car. Could have killed someone, and it does happen.
Do you almost hit dogs crossing the street?
Yeah, all the time. Out here, dogs are Las Vegas roadkill. Back home, roadkill's actually other animals. The whole thing is, though, is deer... It's not like the deers are attacking you. I've never seen a deer attack a person. They just have this misfortune.
Apparently, you don't watch Fox enough.
Apparently, I don't. They just have this misfortune of crossing the road jaywalking style.
It's still my point. It's like anything that white people do is always considered justified because of some reason and some government backing of why we have to kill deers and shit like that.
A deer's never walked across
my line. A deer's never fucking affected me at all.
I've never tried to justify hunting. I don't do it. I personally find it to be kind of disgusting because what hunting originally was for food. You don't see too many guys doing that now. My brother-in-law hunts. I won't go with him. He brings home all this venison and stuff. I'm not going to eat it. It's not something I appeal to. And, you know, I tell him all the time. I'm like, dude, you realize you're doing something that isn't needed anymore. But population control on the animals is. Now, again, it's a sport. Just like dogfighting is supposed to be.
Well, you know,
I don't condone it either.
You know what? One thing I will say about the hunters is if and when the apocalypse ever comes, they're going to be in better shape than you and I.
Why? Because they have more guns than we do?
Because they're going to be able to hunt and forage for food in a more efficient manner than us. And therefore, they're going to win that part of the race.
And
they're going to need people like you and me to fix their generators. And keep their communications networks up and running.
See, the thing is, this is what you hear. You know, well, people, you know, gang members and people and black people, this and that, they go and they do the dog fighters in their houses, it's terrible, blah, 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 you know? It's always going to be a race issue. But for us, we like, you know, some fucking hillbilly fucking crackers out in the middle of the goddamn woods shooting up any fucking thing they want, sell, you know, and the vice president of the United States shooting his friend in the fucking face, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, please, let's not bring up RoboDick. I don't want to get that phone call.
But it's
tonight.
All, you know, but it's all, you know, it's
I'll
all
keep
good.
That line
it's,
off.
It's game. We're just having game, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so, I have gone hunting, and I actually find it very enjoyable and pleasurable and something fun to do. And, you know, I feel that it's okay. I am sitting there, and dog fighting is despicable. It is kind of a rotten thing. But I'm sure there's somewhere a culture that is perfectly accepted. And I don't just mean a black culture. I mean another country culture, much like cockfighting in Asia.
Yep, that's... I'm sorry,
that's
I can't.
That's just the way the world
is. And that's the way the world is. But here, where I call home, I can't sit around and watch people make animals fight. It's retarded. It is absolutely just disgusting. And it's
so
not
what
a black
about,
thing.
What about when animals fight in just the regular realm of nature?
You ever notice when... Well, see, there's a difference. There's a purpose for that fight. It's either for mating or it's for territory control.
Or cats and dogs.
Or, well... cats and dogs.
Mice.
Which isn't necessarily... Mice are cannibalistic. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
I've watched one mice eat a face off of another mice in a pet store once.
But it's one thing
nice.
When it's a situation...
I mean, that's terrible.
It's one thing when it's basically in the wild and the animal's doing what it does. And when you have animals that fight, especially...
So wait.
Wait. Deer. Deer is a good example. When the males fight, they don't kill each other.
No, they don't.
One decides, okay, you win, I'm tired of getting my ass beat, and goes away and goes and tries to find a home and make a home and get chicks somewhere else. It's not they're sitting in a cage and there's not a bunch of bears around with honey going, yeah! No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
So wait, if we have mice fights, you're okay with it because they are cannibalistic by nature?
No, I just don't like mice. Yeah. I'm not afraid of them. I just find the little fuckers to be filthy and disgusting.
Okay. So would you say, or are you one of those people that say that a dog's life is the same as a human's life?
No. A dog's life is not the same as a human's life, but my
so why is he? All right, I'm gonna go to your man because that's the only white person I can think of. Like, Chris Benoit,
right. Chris Benoit. All right,
Benoit. All right, killed. You know, he killed his wife, his daughter, or kid,
son.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Son. Right. But they, you know, in his case, it was a little bit. They talked about whatever. But Michael Vick and his killing, you know, this dog thing, and it just went fucking like he murdered like 6,000 people.
Okay,
that's
okay,
how
now,
much they're fucking
talking
about.
Hang on a sec. The reason the Chris Benoit thing died so quickly is because he did. Had he lived, had he survived,
I'm gonna argue that point. I'm gonna argue that. I'm gonna stop you right now and argue that point because it was just last week. I'm watching Nancy Grace, and there's China on Nancy Grace. Talking about drug use in the pro wrestling realm. It was brought up again today. Actually, last night and today, it was released. Ten wrestlers were put on suspension for not following the health and wellness. It's not a dead topic yet. So
no, I mean the specific thing with Chris Benoit killing his family. It's a dead topic because he is. And I just had this discussion with our news director. I said, why are we not bringing this up anymore? He said, because he's dead. It's a dead topic because he is. Had Chris Benoit lived and gone to trial and put in a plea bargain and been a very high-profile figure like he is, it would be a different story. Phil Spector is a situation that I think would be a little more acquaintable. The problem is Phil Spector, not too many people know who he really is. Now, if you saw Michael Bay up for that charge, then it'd be huge. If you saw Steven Spielberg up for that charge, it'd be huge. Michael Vick is doing something... Michael Vick, you cannot deny, is one of the most outstanding athletes in his field. The guy is phenomenal. Watching him on the field is great. The guy's really good.
Time out. Are we watching the same Michael Vick? Because he really stunk it up last year.
Over his career, the guy's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, Yes, this is being blown up because he is such a huge figure. It's not because he's black, okay? But here's the other thing, though, on that. With him being a huge figure, and this is being made a big deal, and it is a federal law, by the way, that he's violating here, not some fucking podunk county out in the middle of nowhere Georgia law that he's breaking. This is a federal statute he's breaking. It's becoming very huge. Why isn't the NAACP coming to the defense of any other guy who's up for any sort of any other black man who's up for a dogfighting charge or is up for any sort of maybe... animal endangerment.
Okay, but it's also the same reason. I mean, it's ultimately going to be the reason that you're going to go after the high profile case. You're always going to go after the high profile person.
So why doesn't someone
send a message, whether it's trying to support them or sink them?
So why doesn't someone get in the NAACP president's face and ask him if he's really supporting Michael Vick and his guilty plea of making dogs fight? Betting on it, and then killing the ones afterward that don't quite make it out.
So why go ask the same news stations that's owned all by white people? No. Why are you bringing this case and making your money out?
Why isn't someone getting the NAACP's president's face? Hold on. Why isn't someone getting his face and asking him if he isn't using this to pump up his item like they did with the guy from PETA?
Time out. Why isn't the ASPCA going to the NAACP and asking him that?
Because the
ASPCA is supposed to be for, you know, the prevention of animal cruelty and all that. Why isn't a representative from there talking to a representative from the NAACP?
Because the ASPCA
that would make sense to me.
No, the ASPCA is trying to make this about the animals, which is exactly what it is. The NAACP and PETA and a lot of other organizations are tagging on this to get their name in the news. There was absolutely no reason for the NAACP to say, and boy, I tell you what, don't they look fucking stupid now. Getting up and defending Michael Vick and saying, we got to let, there are a lot of people out there like Mike Vick. When he said that, did anyone else hear my dick, by the way? Yeah, the president of the NAACP. Now they look fucking stupid that he's pled guilty. Now it's like, notice you haven't heard shit from him since then? Oh, shit.
But there's other people who are coming forward in the media.
What, supporting Michael Vick?
Yeah. I know I saw one just yesterday supporting him. I think there's a couple others that are coming out in the media, and I'd have to look it up, but I know that there's some people saying, oh, no, you know, it's this, it's that. We don't know. We won't find out until this goes to trial and we learn more, but, you know.
This guy and his friends have basically all admitted that they were running a dog fighting ring out of Michael Vick's house.
Well, we'll go to the second part of it. When he does do his jail time and he does come out, do you feel that he should be able to come back to the NFL and play?
If he can still play, yeah. If he can still compete on an athletic level with the people that are there, he's only going to get 12 to 18 months.
Come on, here's the thing. It's like saying, okay, a guy goes to jail. When he gets out of jail, should he ever get a job again?
Well, it's kind of hard to do that because it's hard for felons to get a job.
And that's what I'm saying. So should the NFL, like, I guess, want to suspend them for us?
Look, if it's a job he's qualified for and they can hire him with, you know, they're going to do it. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're a felon and you get hired onto a job, you're fine.
Now, there's something else that we have to take into account. Athletes, actors, a lot of things have morality clauses in all of their contracts. They violate that morality clause. They get caught getting a blowjob from a tranny in a car. They go to rehab for 8 million times. You get caught with a dogfighting ring out of your house. Violation of that may carry penalties, and no team may want to pick him up. It's not like it's the situation where he can apply and doesn't get the job. It's not like a regular job that he's walking into. If a team wants to take a risk on him, and I can guarantee you there'll be a team out there that does. If a team wants to take a risk on him, they need to downplay what's happened now and go up with the fact that he's an athlete and we believe he has athletic ability. I have no problem with Michael Vick, the athlete. And I think the NFL suspending him, though probably is a good idea because he's going to be in and out of court and won't be available for all his games, I think it's probably a good idea at this time. So he can, again, focus on what's important, and that's trying to stay out of jail for as long as he can. But if he can compete, I have no problem with bringing him back.
So you think him doing his time, losing his freedom, is good enough?
Yeah.
Because some people don't believe it's good enough.
Well,
those people
are the people that'll leave $12 million to their dog and their will.
Thank you, Leona Helmsley.
Yeah. I mean, a dog is a dog. I love my dogs. They are part of our family, but they do not rate up with humans. Dogs do not belong on furniture. They do not belong on beds. You've seen the dog we just got, Thor. A good example is my cousin. She had this dog before us, and Thor was basically just like one of the kids. Well, what happens? He comes to our house to live with us. He knows his place now. Doesn't belong on the furniture. He doesn't eat off the table. He eats out of a food bowl with our other dog. He is not a child. He is our dog, and he is loved like a dog should be.
I need to tell my wife that.
Oh, that's right. You guys have dogs. I've never seen your dogs.
You
anytime
she doesn't want to let decaf on the bed. She doesn't want to let decaf on the couch. She wants to be from a bowl in the living room.
Now, again, I'm sorry. I've totally monopolized this, but don't get me wrong. I am not some liberal, like extreme liberal when it comes to animal rights. You're not going to find me out there. No, I like my steak. I like, you know, I believe that animals have a purpose on this planet. That's all there is to it. Dog's purpose on this planet is companionship. It is not for fighting another dog and for us to bang.
And I, you know, I agree with most of your points. Not like I don't. And I think that he should go to jail for not just a dog, for being fucking dumb enough to get himself in that fucking situation. He's like, my brother's friends who's black, he said Michael Vick's a dumb motherfucker. He said if you want to go watch dog fighting, just go on Google and do a search.
I know. To
why the fuck you got to rent the shit out of your house? Fucking idiot.
What kind
money,
of
money? You know he's making a ton of money.
You know what? I don't think
that
he's got to be making all that money.
His brothers.
That's what I'm
Michael Vick has the contract, so he goes, hey, you know what? I got the contract, so I'm good with the football. I got the house, which means I got the land.
I think it's
hey, guys, why don't you come on in, make your money doing this?
I think it's more of a prestige thing. You know, going back to, I've heard that he was involved in this at a young age, even before he made it in the NFL. You know, now he can turn and go, yeah, go ahead and do it at my house. You can do it over at my place. This is it. You know, come in. I'll be the big man now. Not only am I the big football guy, but I'm still real. And it's like, dude, you're blowing $130 million because you want to watch pit bulls bite each other.
Yeah, you.
It makes no sense to me.
He is a dumb fucking. He will be thinking about that shit every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For the next 12 to 18 months.
And you know when he's in jail, there's going to be some guys in there that are big dog lovers. You know, because some of those big guys in there, they're not going to fucking take kindly to it. It's not going to be like he's a child molester or anything, but...
Well, he may not get sent to that kind of a prison. He may not get sent to, he is a celebrity.
It could be a country club type thing.
It could be a country club situation.
You know what else? And I know we're running out of time. I just got to find it funny. He gets 12 to 18 months. Nifong, the district attorney in the Duke case, did you see how long of a prison sentence he got today? For contempt of court, 1 day.
But he did get disbarred, so therefore he can't even practice his own, you know, career.
So what? He ruined the lives of, what was it, 8 guys to get reelected? That's bullshit. You know he's just going to wind up writing a book about it and going on a CNN tour.
Yeah, I know. That's what
that guy. That's a look at stupid white guy right there is what that is.
Maybe he was a smart white guy. No, he ultimately might win.
He's not going to win this.
Whether or not it's more morally correct or proper, you know, he might win.
Imus got his money.
Yeah, but what was that, NBC or CBS Radio fucked up with that.
Yeah.
You want to give me the sheet?
Wrong sheet.
This is your news story.
Right sheet.
Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spunk it.
With me are my faithful co-hosts, friends, partners, and, well, all-around love machines.
Big Bukkake Decaf.
Trencher.
And I'm Murphy. Guys, we want to take a couple of minutes just to thank the guys who put us on the air every week.
Bukkake.
Big love to Bukkake Radio. No, LB Rocks. Jimmy, we love you. Take care of what you got to take care of, bro. We're behind you 100%. Big love to Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM. Are they still in the air? Showdown.net, WebMix, Classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, and Nomad Radio. Have we heard from Bradley Muffins at all?
Actually, next week I'll have an update from his diaries.
A muffin update?
Yes, we have a muffin update.
We need a sounder for that. Guys, remember, if we're not live,
find out on our archives.
That's right. You go to podcasts.lvrocks.com and you can get the last 2 months of shows there. Or if you have a desperate need to go out and listen to some previous stuff, even to that, where do they go, Trencher?
Just head over to spankwagon.net, click on the archive link.
Wow.
Archive. One is spelled archive.
Archivio.
Guys,
guys, remember, we do love friends, and you can get us at our MySpace. It's myspace.com/spankwagon. Trencher and I check that fairly regularly.
Every
Big
day.
Daddy Decaf wants to be your friend.
Yes, he does. We've got all kinds of friends there. Click. You
if
can
you
also
bring me a Star Wars toy.
Yeah. You can also remember, guys, click on there and you can see all of Ginger's Lucky Betty's and all of her Lucky Betty's friends.
Oh, yes. Hot. It's almost 08 calendar time, baby.
I know, baby. That's going to be
can't
great.
Wait for that shit.
Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. Thanks for sharing your time with us. Remember, Spankwagon Radio is a Spankwagon.net production, written and produced by Spankwagon.net, edited by Spankwagon.net, and all of our sound effects are done by Spankwagon.net. Anything else?
Actually, I was just going to say, watch college football this weekend.
Oh, shit. Did you already see the first score? What was it?
First game.
Murphy State and Louisiana, or Mover State and Louisiana this week. 70-3.
I didn't see that one. I saw Buffalo get beat like 56-3.
See, I tried to watch the UNLV game and realized that even though they won, it was a painful victory.
I hope it was good. You enjoyed it because it's the only time you're going to see them win this year.
No, they got to tie the record because they have two back-to-back seasons of 2-10. So maybe we'll go 3-8 or 3-9. Maybe.
Guys, join us next week. We're going to have a brand new Spankwagon show. Well, it's not really a Spankwagon show. A brand new LV Rock show. We're going to have the hosts on next week talking about their new show. And so we're going to have some fun.
Spankwagon spinoff, baby.
Spankwagon spinoff. That's going to be great.
Wow.
Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We love you.
You can't even say it anymore.
My voice is going down. Take us out, Trench. Say the line.
Retards out.
Nice. We'll be right back.
Thank you.